This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon with congestion pricing. The MTA says it's working. It's great. We're making money here. Traffic is thinned out and travel times noticeably faster on the bridges and tunnels. But the Trump administration says it's bad for the city, and if you'll recall, gave the city until this Friday to turn off the cameras and stop charging people. Well, it's in court, and the judge hadn't said anything one way or the other, and so the MTA says it's business as usual. Nothing is changing, and Team Trump says can just get in line, even drive through the toll zone if they wish, and get charged $9 like everybody else. Mac Rosenberg, leading the broadcast.
The only thing that would stop congestion pricing Friday is if the feds file for an injunction to pause it while the MTA's lawsuit goes forward. Otherwise, says MTA Chairman Jenna Lieber,
the deadline will come and go. The congestion pricing program will continue to deliver a much better traffic environment for New York.
The feds have not responded to the MTA's lawsuit, which followed the order to end the tolling plan.
When you have a dispute, the status quo stays unless one party gets an injunction to change it while you're resolving the dispute.
He's confident their lawsuit will be successful because of all the previous federal approvals. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul has vowed we will not be steamrolled here in New York. Similar tolls have existed, at least in cities like London, Stockholm, Milan, Singapore. No word from the Trump administration on what happens after Friday's deadline. Mayor Adams announced the latest in his mental health continuing partnership with the health system and local schools. They celebrated the opening of 16 new mental health clinics that will be housed at New York City public schools.
Here at PS 35 in the South Bronx, Mayor Adams explained what he's heard in youth town halls.
The young people talked about finding real places to deal with some of the mental health issues that they were facing.
And so he announced the rollout of 16 new mental health clinics in schools identified as needing them most. Social worker Natalie Scheel describes the issues she often sees.
Symptoms of anxiety, depression, trauma, and I do find an increase in eating disorders as well.
The clinics include individual, family, and outpatient care. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
From Bushwick, what in the world was he trying to do? First responders had to rescue a guy from between two buildings on Knickerbocker Avenue early this morning. Got a call about 4 a.m. saying, hey, there's a guy up here stuck. Can somebody come and fish him out? Firefighters got there, and there he was, a guy about 30 or 40 years old, sandwiched between two buildings near DeKalb and Stockholm Street. The size of the gap wasn't clear, but obviously not big enough to get out of on your own. They took him to Elmhurst with non-life-threatening injuries. No clue how he ended up between those buildings. The Port Authority accepting the Forbes Travel Guide 2024 Verified Air Travel Award for the country's best airport. Can you believe it? Yeah, they got some big doings out there today, recognizing LGA as the best. Honored for excellence in air travel in 2024, highlighting outstanding airlines, airports, private jet service, You recall once upon a time, President Joe Biden had this to say about it.
LaGuardia is listed as the worst airport in the world, or maybe not the world, the United States. I think it was. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. It was listed internationally. I think it may be the world in terms of the major countries.
Well, not anymore. It's a crown jewel among airports in the U.S. ever since its $8 billion renovation, which started in 2016.
Sonia Johnson of Brooklyn said she loves the new Terminal B.
And they have a really nice, like, water display, like you're in Vegas.
It's those features that earn LaGuardia best in the U.S., as rated by 5,000 hospitality experts by the Forbes Travel Guide. Port Authority Executive Director Rick Cotton accepted the award.
Today, the doubters have become believers.
Going from worst to first, Queensborough President Donovan Richards.
And we're looking to do that and more at JFK, right, Rick? And I know we're going to see that replicated and expanded there.
With the first phase of Terminal 6 and the new Terminal 1 expected to open next year. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia.
They haven't hung up the phone on her yet, but it says here a number of school boards, supers, building administrators, and yeah, the kids too, aren't totally on board with Governor Hochul's idea for a bell-to-bell smartphone ban in schools. Although UFT President Michael Mulgrew and Mayor Adams support it.
We strongly believe cell phones should be banned in school. The science is clear that cell phones are really distracting our students, our teachers, is adding to bullying. It creates an unhealthy environment. We got to get it right.
Yeah, but some are arguing schools need a little bit more flexibility.
Many school districts already have their own policies. Bob Lowery with the State Council of School Superintendents says that's the right approach.
They engaged with their communities, got buy-in from families and in some cases students as well as staff, and feel those policies are working well.
Brian Fessler with the State School Boards Association says schools have a role to play in teaching kids about healthy smartphone use.
There is an opportunity in schools to allow students, especially at the older grade levels probably, to work on developing those healthy and productive usage habits.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, the DOT says the coast is clear. You can start setting up alfresco seating starting next week if you own a restaurant. It starts April 1st, the city giving participating restaurants the word to go ahead and start setting up their outside seating areas. It's a sign that spring is in the air. In fact, that's exactly what DOT Commissioner Yordanes Rodriguez said. Spring is in the air and New Yorkers are ready to enjoy dining alfresco. Now, folks, if you own a little eatery, don't go throwing up the trellis all willy-nilly. You must be registered and with an approval to operate. Otherwise, get ready for the days of enjoying an iced latte or chic sidewalk lunch in Soho and other places. Some 2,600 establishments have already been approved to set up either on the sidewalk or the roadway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.